MoneyWeb now on the money.
The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting now with Bruce Strong, CEO of Impact. Results came out Monday morning, 6 months ending June, revenue up 5.2%, headline earnings per share up 31.1%, and an interim dividend of 40 cents against a zero interim dividend of the previous period. Bruce, morning, appreciate the early morning time. The question, which after 2.5 years of pandemic, you're probably tired of, but still matters. How are your supply chains and input costs for these 6 months under review?
Morning, Simon, and thank you for having me. As we've stated in our results announcement, we have been affected by persistent global supply chain constraints, both locally and abroad. You know, it's not only in the supply side of our business, but also our customers, particularly our fruit customers, have faced a number of issues around either containers or port constraints or issues relating to sanctions on Russia, which have meant that some fruit may have to be diverted, or at least they have to wait to see where they sell the fruit. So it's manifested in that manner and also in costs, because we've seen rising costs. Inflation has been a huge challenge in the last period and remains a challenge. And we're also having to put our prices up to reflect those costs to make sure our business is sustainable in these circumstances.
I hadn't actually thought of that. Of course, when I mentioned supply chains, I'm thinking your supply chains, but your customers have supply chains as well. Your inventories, and it bounces around a bit. And I don't know if I'm comparing this period to a year ago or versus December, there's a bit of a difference. But short answer is the inventories are up. And is that in part your response to potential issues on your side, or is that more customers simply not coming to the party because of challenges that they're having?
Well, it's certainly not because of customers, because we've had quite robust demand across most businesses, and we've had quite a challenge in increasing our finished goods inventory.
Mm-hmm.
So to give you some examples, I mean, at the beginning of the year, it was clear that many polymer producers, you know, plastic polymer, which is a raw material for our plastic business, were suffering and battling, you know, in various parts of the country, of the world. For example, in Europe, some had to take downtime because of the energy costs. And we made a conscious decision to increase our raw material inventory of plastic polymers and carry the cost on the balance sheet, just to make sure that we could supply our customers. So it's been a conscious decision. It's sort of a known known that we could respond to. There have been cases where we have decided to increase our inventories, but we just haven't managed to get enough supply. And that has in turn affected our customer service levels, which have suffered, in a way which we are not happy with. So I'd say all in all, the supply chain issues on the back end and the front end of the business have been and remain concerning.
Yeah, QSR, the quick service restaurants, it's an area that you supply into. And of course, I mean, there were periods during the pandemic where that as an industry just vanished, completely disappeared. But you report that actually that's been quite strong demand coming through, which tells us, I mean, consumers are out and having some takeaway burgers and the like, and therefore the QSR industry is ordering up a bit of a storm.
Well, that seems to be the case. I mean, I should just add that in our QSR sector, we also have this home delivery bags and things like that. They have certainly grown exponentially since the pandemic. You know, a lot of people are ordering from home and having delivered to home. So that's been a robust growth sector for us. And then we've seen, I don't speak firsthand from the QSR sector in terms of the front end. But we have noticed that since the load shedding began, we've seen a greater uptick in demand, which maybe suggests that people are eating at home and rather buying takeouts rather than cooking during the load shedding periods, which has been good for the business. And then I should also just add that we have invested extensively across our businesses, and we are seeing a number of those benefits come through, especially in these times. And we continue to invest because while our business is a South African business, a number of the sectors we service are not directly coupled to consumer spending growth in South Africa. And we are seeing opportunities to grow our business in spite of the challenges in South African consumer spending patterns.
That's a great point. And you mentioned it in your results where, you know, a lot of what we've spoken here, certainly QSR is consumer facing. But you're actually saying there's sectors that you can target. And one of those is fruit exports, recycling, waste management, sectors that are non-consumer dependent, because certainly the conversation we've been having the last minute or three, I get insight to the consumer, but you also want to of sort of branch away from that and become, you know, less reliant on a robust consumer, because they're going to be tough times for shoppers out there.
No, indeed. So fruit exports are underpinned by plantings that are already in, which are really going to be exponential in growth, and we will benefit from that. Convenient shopping, while it is consumer spending dependent, it is a trend which is moving away from shop, people going to shops and buying from home. So the only dollar growth in actual consumer spending to see the benefits of packaging for consumer convenient shopping. And then on the waste management and recycling side, it's probably not obvious from our announcement, but a key, we make, for example, wheelie bins, like the one that stands outside your house, the big wheelie bin. And up to 40%, maybe a big proportion of South African households are not yet serviced by waste management or by refuse collection. And so that's another sector that, just from a service delivery point of view, should see quite good growth in the future, as government needs to service a number of households that are not yet serviced.
Yeah.
So there are still many areas in South Africa where we can invest and expect to see robust growth despite the current economic circumstances we find ourselves in.
Yeah, and I remember a previous conversation with you around those wheelie bins, where they can almost become smarter, because in many cases the councils simply have no idea how many wheelie bins there are or aren't picking up every week. Bruce Strong, CEO of Impact, appreciate the early morning insights. The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.